Both Pope John Paul II and Mother Teresa are icons of our age. Why? Because we look at John Paul II and towards the end of his life, his body was so weak. I mean, he was stooped, he was fragile, he was trembling. He held on to that cross as his support. And then we had Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who, in her old age, she too had grown. From all her work and all her suffering and all her goodness, she had grown old and tired. And the very last time that Pope John Paul and Mother Teresa met was in St. Peter's Basilica. And it was at the end of a Mass, and I was quite close in that area where Mother Teresa was sitting in her wheelchair. And when Pope John Paul II came down from the sanctuary, leaning on his cross, his pastoral staff, he made a beeline for Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And as soon as Mother saw this great Pope coming towards her, she jumped from her wheelchair and they went to embrace each other. And that really struck me as the greatest of all messages for our time. It was almost the greatest pulpit that one can preach from, because what was it saying to the world? That God's power is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient. Because what were they giving to each other? The joy of a life spent for the last ones. Here they were, where most of us would be, you know, in our weakness, we would not want to appear in the public eye. We would be closed in our rooms and say, I simply want to be hidden from the world. But here these two, old, fragile, wanted to be publicly seen as transmitting joy in weakness. It reminded me of the gospel story where the Blessed Virgin Mary goes to her cousin Elizabeth in her old age. And she runs across the hill country to bring a good news to Elizabeth. What was the good news? That you too will bear a child. The same announcement that the angel gave me, that I will bear Jesus, is the announcement that is given to you. You will bear a child. You will bear new life. God's life is stronger than any suffering, any death, any disappointment we can experience. This is what I remember of John Paul II and Teresa of Calcutta. Even in their old age, we can bear fruit and give fruit. Both John Paul and Teresa of Calcutta had obviously a great love for each other. What strikes me is how God raises up saints in difficult times. And this is certainly the case for both John Paul II and Teresa of Calcutta. Both, I mean, if we look at the pontificate of John Paul II, he canonized, beatified an enormous amount of men and women. And if we look at Teresa of Calcutta, she often used to tell her sisters that I want to give saints to Holy Mother Church. And so I think what both of them represent is that they saw in each other, they didn't recognize it in themselves, but they saw in each other the presence of a saint. What does a saint mean? It means to be so filled with the love of God that nothing can separate me from that love. And when we encounter a saint with that kind of love, my life is enlightened. I receive joy, an inexpressible joy. I think this is what the two lived, transmitted, not only to each other, but to the whole world. If we think, you know, at their funerals, there are thousands of people here in Rome for John Paul II, in India, Calcutta, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, a testimony that goes beyond death is what we have seen in these two great saints of our time.